A big thank you to everybody who came out last night to Tito's Handmade Vodka Ticket Summer Chill 2025 at the Granada Theater. We had a great time with all the P1s. It was a great move to move indoors last year. Summer Bash was outdoors, but we melted for years and years and years, and I think everybody's appreciative of being in the air conditioning. The Granada Theater is such a great venue, 100-year-old theater on Greenville Avenue in Dallas. And we just had a blast with each other last night and with all the P1s who were there and had such sweet things to say about our show and our station.
Yeah, so many nice people came out to say hi, listen to the roundtables or the AMA, and just take part in it, put up with the ticket time wasters. We did just that, the ticket time wasters last night on stage once again. And I thought we had some really good performances backed by popular demand, Monty and Donnie doing Black Daddy.
Talking jive, bam a lamb. I want to talk to black guys,
bam a lamb.
He's got a voice that skies,
bam a lamb.
He knows they can't deny,
bam a lamb.
Whoa, black daddy,
bam a lamb.
Whoa, black daddy,
bam a lamb.
As I told Donnie and Monty after they performed this, this is my favorite all-time Time Waster song.
Yes,
I just think this is so incredible.
I agree with that.
I'll be darned if Monty doesn't have a great voice.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They just sell it so well. It's so great.
What a great song this is.
Immediately, because it's only been performed twice now, immediately it has become the greatest song in Time Waster's history.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you should take it as a compliment. Daddy,
I'm
that a song has been dedicated to you, and man, I just love it. I hear it in my head all the time, and yeah, I got to get a copy of that tip sheet. So
all right, brother,
listen to it on vacation. Okay, and speaking of Daddy and great performances, he dusted off is another one of I think an awesome song. I said the other night at rehearsal, I think it's got one of the greatest guitar riffs of the last 25 years.
And Daddy is a classically trained singer.
Yes, he is. The band The Darkness had a hit in I Believe in a Thing Called Love, which I think is pretty vocally challenging. But Daddy is vocally trained, so here we go.
Thank you.
I said, Daddy, I think you could happen here tonight after a performance like that.
And did he? Did you score last night, Daddy?
That's the Daddy.
I was, you know, we're trying to get out of there after we were done.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was his choice.
He had a lot of things to do.
He was tired.
Wanted to just get out of there. Very early wake-up call.
The whole thing. Well, good job last night, Daddy. I thought that was awesome.
Thank you.
And our own Ryan Baldwin, still upset with the Luka deal. Had a very heartfelt song last night. I think you did a wonderful job, Ryan. What inspired this outside of just the shock of the Luka trade?
6 weeks at home with the baby.
Okay. What's the original song again?
Losing My Religion by
R.E.M.
That's right.
That's right. Okay.
I always love this song so much.
Me too.
Would you stop
I'm
it?
Kidding. I was kidding.
Trying to win with defense alone, and it's got full of injured 30-year-olds. Well, oh no, I blew this up. We missed the playoffs. I thought that we'd be winning. I thought that we'd get a ring. Every talk show.
Man, that is awesome. That is a sports parody right there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great job, Ryan. Very, very funny.
So, yeah, nice job by the Ticket Time Wasters, and thanks to Jess and all the guys who learned all those songs, and whether it was rock or country or folk, whatever it was, they played it and played it well. We had a great time last night at the Granada.
Yes, great evening at Tito's Handmade Vodka, Ticket Summer Chill, the round tables, the AMA, the meet and greet, and the Time Wasters. It was all a blast. And thank you to the P1s who were there last night.
Thank you.
Last night, all of us were out at the Granada there on Greenville for our annual Summer Chill event. Great to see again and meet many of you P1s that showed up. Always a fun night. And, of course, at Summer Chill and at Ticketstock, we always have the appearance of the Ticket Time Wasters. And last night was no different. So, Travis, I know that you and Donnie had songs that you sang. I got deadied on mine, so I ended up being the MC for the evening.
For most of the evening.
Except for the very beginning.
Very beginning. But I'm glad you did, because I had a bit in mind what I wanted to do. So I had your back.
Good.
I always have your back, bro.
Of course.
So McLaren was missing to start the show. But we got it rolling along. And Travis, I don't know what order you want to play them in.
Whatever you want to do, man.
I don't care.
You're the leader.
No, I'm
lead
not.
Us.
Not right now. Not officially after this became an official show. Y'all pulled me. Y'all,
no.
Bochy came out.
No, he didn't.
He wanted the right-hander.
You guys can do your show. Yeah, you guys can do your show.
Why are you tapping your left
tapping
hand?
I'm tapping the wrong hand.
That's how gone he is.
Jeez.
It's a Cal Ripken game. He's like, all right, we're halfway through. Let's stop down. Let me wave to everybody. I'm out.
Yeah, let me go around the wall. And
golly.
Yeah, I really don't care, Travis.
All right, let's start in the ticker room then. How about that?
All right.
As
hey, guys.
Our very
hey,
own tickerman, Ryan Baldwin, did a parody of R.E.M.
Yes, sir.
Right? Losing My Religion, and it's based on one Nico Harrison.
Yeah.
Well done. Very
nailing
well done.
It. That was great.
We need more parody songs.
I'm Baldy.
And Baldy. Thank you for knowing that.
Very well done.
Yeah, fantastic, Baldo.
Great job, Baldy.
Also playing, did you just sing on that one?
Just sang on that one.
Because he also performed with the Ticket Band as well.
That was rocking. That was Dude. Lando, Baldy, Ham. Cat, Ham.
Yep.
And Monto.
And Monto. Monto on lead vocals.
Yeah, we'll get to the second Monto song here in a little bit, but I did a little song as well, and I felt like my placement in the set list was a little tough, given that it was the Ticket Band, the song we'll play in just a moment, Black Daddy, and then Gordon, and then me, who, my whole goal in these things is just to not suck too bad. And it doesn't always work out that great for me, to be honest with you. But I like doing it, and like I like trying to do it, because I'm not a classically trained singer like Daddy.
You're not?
And I can't really play instruments.
All right, brother.
You don't put on your Texas Rangers hat when you're about to perform, so you can kind of get into the mood, mode.
No.
Get your mojo.
The Rangers, Angels in the Outfield doesn't really work for me like that.
Okay.
But I do love music, and I like trying, and this is from one of my favorite bands. And legitimately, this is how I feel about this job. Every single day is a vacation for me.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause
rough start.
I'm on occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Everybody's sour like a lemon tree. I'm just smiling down upon my enemies. Do the shit, I love it on a daily.
Whoa.
Say you ain't your job, but you'll never leave, never leave. But that ain't gonna be me, that ain't gonna be me. My brother called me up, said he saw me on TV. I said it wasn't easy, but right now I'm living breezy. Built this engine from the ground up, now my hands ain't so greasy. Feel me? Hey,
you're feeling it now.
I'm
getting more confidence.
Yeah. Every single day, cause I love my occupation. I'm on vacation every single day. Every single day.
Stumble?
Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Illuminate my future, so bright, thankful for everything. Rejuvenate my inner light as I work hard for all I need. Open arms, embracing life and all the which it gave to me. Hard work, it pays off, I'm happy now, it's paying me. Close my eyes, sometimes I feel as if I float away. Living out a little along the way. Make a living out of living, yeah, that's what I say. I got one life to live and I wouldn't live no other way.
All right. Yeah, you're feeling it right there in the middle, boy.
Yep. So confidence is my best friend and my worst enemy. So at the beginning, I kind of was like, okay, I'm getting into it. I'm remembering all the lyrics. Maybe I just won't look at my phone for a minute and we won't have it in front of me. And then you mess up and time to go back to the phone. Donovan did one all by himself. My prerogative.
I had Monty. Monty was my backup.
Oh, sorry. Monty was your backup. You can't go on stage without Monty.
Right, right. We're a package deal.
Right, right.
And I dedicated this to you guys. I don't know if you heard the beginning of it.
We couldn't hear any lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to hear in the back.
So I dedicated it to you guys because you guys, I'm the old man of the crew.
Yes.
And you guys are always on me about being old and doing old things.
Okay, so old guy, do you
my prerogative. Because it's my prerogative to write all the checks that I want.
Okay.
So this was dedicated to all of you.
Okay.
Fair.
Okay, summer chill.
Why don't they just let me live?
still. They say I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions. Why am I so real? But they don't understand me. I really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, see?
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission. Make my own decisions. It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I wanna live.
It's my prerogative.
If I write checks, I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
No one can tell me.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
For you two. Very well done.
Write checks, it's my prerogative.
That sounded very nice.
I mentioned like
so good.
6 or 7 different times toward the end. Towards the end about writing checks.
All right, let's get to our last one here, and
the star of the show,
very
hands
much,
down.
I think there is a very, very good case to be made that this should be shutting down the show. Number one, and it definitely needs to go on the Rushmore of greatest ticket songs of all time. Now, I know they played a little bit of it on the morning show, so I'm going to start it about a minute in so that we can catch the back half.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we always hear the front part. Right. Let's get to the back.
The back half of Black Daddy.
The booty.
This part is remarkable. They're going at it. So Justin wanted to give me dab, but he told me to resist it. So I had to. So we had that playlist going on stage. Because the first time at Ticket Stock, we were doing the Kid and Play Kickstep. So when we got to his non-leg, so we have different bits every time we get up there.
Brother from another mother.
Bam-a-lam.
He goes switches like no other.
Bam-a-lam.
Grabbing his like a putter.
Bam-a-lam.
He's the black Justin Tucker.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Daddy.
Bam-a-lam.
Whoa, Black Daddy.
Bam-a-lam.
Bam-a-lam.
Awesome. Oh my gosh.
Well that is done.
Hell yeah, dude.
Crushed it.
I'm just happy to be a small part of that.
Fantastic.
Tune that is quickly rising the charts.
Can you remember your part?
Yeah, I was a little worried. I was back there kind of pacing, right, practicing what I needed to do.
All right,
yeah,
brother.
I saw you getting in the zone. You had to lock in.
The one thing I can't do is really truly listen to the words because they make me laugh.
Right. Yeah.
So you're trying to know the first time we did, I laughed at towards the end, and I'm trying, okay, let's not laugh at that one. But that's great. Thank you again so much to all the P1s who came out to kick it with us at Summer Chill at the Granada. We really, truly appreciate that, and we can't wait for next year. Lunchtime with the Invasion, right around the corner. Just, you see what I wrote?
You wrote, I'm off?
No. I'm going to show you what I wrote down on my paper.
Do what you want to.
Vacation time.
Just a sip.
Now you spilled
it's happening at 12:30.
All your papers are going everywhere.
I know. We talk vacation at 12:10, but coming up next, let's get back into Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We'll do that next here at Ticket.
1:57 here on the Ticket. I'm Sean Bass. He's David Mino. We have Lando. We have Monty. We have Ham.
Get busy.
Yeah.
And last night was Tito's Handmade Vodka Ticket Summer Chill. We had such a great time at Granada Theater. This is Donovan. who's always an MVP for the Time Wasters.
This is Donovan and Monto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing background here.
Yeah.
Big night for Monty, part of three songs, and we'll get to that in just a second, but as we replay some moments from the Time Wasters, I was very proud of my co-host. For the first time in his Ticket career,
yeah,
you fronted a song.
I did, and I wanted to for a while. I just didn't know which one, and I just randomly, because I don't know how you pick your songs. Maybe it just is an earworm for you. It's living rent-free in your head, rentfree1310 at gmail.com.
Also helps to pick songs, you know.
Exactly. And I was just one night just on Spotify. This song from the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater soundtrack came up. I was like, you know what? I feel like this would be a pretty fun summer chill song. I don't know how many people know it. I know dudes around our age might know it from the game. Like, I'll give it a shot.
And it was funny because I was in the crowd for this, and about 70% of the crowd probably had never heard it. But the people that knew it were absolutely hyped. There was a moment in the late 90s where ska sort of had an uprising.
Yeah.
And this was part of that. And I was I was super impressed that the band could pull something like this off.
And when we rehearsed this the night before, one of the guys was like, dude, this is the hardest song we've ever had to do. I was thinking, okay, we might have to run through this a few times, which would help me out with the timing. And the first time they played it, they just absolutely crushed it. Like, they learned that in a week.
They had a keytar as part of this.
Yeah. Because there's horns in it. I'm like, okay, nobody plays horns, so I know it's going to be on a keytar or keyboard or something. And you're right. When I was up there, because you can see out, you can see everybody when you're up there. I'm just hoping, man, I hope someone knows this. And there was a guy to my right who was just going crazy and singing every lyric to the song. So I was just connecting and vibing with this guy. I'm like,
what
all
you gotta do?
This is my person.
Find
he's
the guy
singing.
Into it and just sing to them.
It's the Norm show. Norm just locking eyes with the producer. That's what I was doing with this gentleman. I didn't get to meet him, but he was my rock last night. He got me through this.
Well, you did great. I'm proud
Thank
of you.
You.
There was a funny moment as you started.
Oh, yeah.
You tried to grab the mic off the stand so you could maybe move around. And it came unplugged, and the music was already going, and I'm like, oh no, is Mino going to have to miss the entry point of his song because he doesn't have his mic plugged in?
Because my favorite part was the beginning, when it's the pick it up, and then it all picks up, and I was going to take the mic off of the mic stand and just kind of walk around and dance and stuff, but I just pulled the mic, completely unplugged it.
I know.
I was like, okay, I know I have a few seconds here. And if all else fails, there's other mics on the stage. I might miss a little bit, but I can just move to the other one. But luckily, put it back in. Everything was fine. And man.
Well, good job, dude.
The nerves leading up to that, because I've never been on stage by myself before. It's not my natural place. I was like, I just want to get this done, get it over with. I survived it. Yeah. I get done. And I went second, which helped.
That definitely helps.
But also during the meet and greet, I'm like, all right, how much time do I have? I need to talk to these people, but I also want to go through my song a time or two just to make sure I don't, you know, lock up and freeze up on the stage and all this. But man,
the more you
got
do
through
it, you'll get used to it as you go forward.
And
done songs together.
Yeah, we have. And having you up there, it's easier because if I mess up, you can pick up for me. I'm more of a team sport guy. That's why I like football and basketball and baseball. I don't play tennis or golf because if I fail, I'm just all in my head about it.
So you picked a 90s song. I also picked a 90s song, and I wanted something that maybe people could sing along with. And luckily, Some did. I look over to my friend Melly. She's singing every word. I'm like, yeah, awesome. This is great. So I picked Shimmer by the band Fuel. And I think I explained before I went on stage, when I was 16 driving a car for the first time, you could not escape this song on the radio. And I think those songs we always hold a little closer to us for whatever mm-hmm. reason.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also a quick song. That's why I chose it.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside isn't on the label. She's ashamed. Can't she take me for a while? And can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, but maybe I'm not able. And a break at the bend, 'cause here and now, will we ever be again?
People have their lighters up.
Yeah. 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade away again. She drinks a champagne dream.
Yeah.
Strawberry surprise.
Man, the band, so good.
Lavender and cream. Heels of butterflies, reality escapes her.
Was the timing easy for you on this one? Yeah. Because there is breaks and stuff. Because for me, I knew the words, but it's like, okay, when do I come in? How long is this break? You kind of just have to feel it out. You can't count it. You just have to, like, okay. When you're singing in your car, it's there and it's easy, and then it's like, okay, I'm the only one doing this.
This is the least I've had to rehearse for.
Okay.
Time Waster, so.
Will we ever be again?
A little pitchy, but you know.
No.
The band
you crushed
makes up
it, man.
It. Thanks, dude. Well, speaking of crushing it,
woo,
the three dudes on the other side of the glass were absolute heroes because we had Baldy, Lando, Ham, and Monty. And they decided to break out a little mandatory Metallica mid-set.
Becoming our new tradition, getting the band together. We did Toxicity at Ticket Stop.
We had Cat on guitar, right?
We brought on Cat for this one. It's two guitar songs.
So at the beginning of this song, Justin started off stage. Killer helped him out. And I was just thinking about the scene in Spinal Tap when they get into the little eggs or whatever and they can't get out. Because it was having some trouble getting to the stage. I was like, okay, crap, I hope he can get out there. And in my mind, I'm just thinking, he's going to get out there at the end of the song. The whole song's going to end, and then we can't get him off the stage, and he's just going to do the next song.
He got out there plenty of time.
Yeah,
a two-minute intro, plenty of time.
And that's why I came out in the middle, because I didn't want to just be sitting there twiddling my thumbs bum, 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 while they're rocking out.
Listen to that bass.
This is off. I like this part a lot.
Yeah.
Lando's in his bass stance.
Hell, how much did you guys practice?
I mean, together, twice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a song that, like, I've been playing this song for 15, 20 years.
Okay.
Cat used to play it a lot, so yeah. Very familiar.
But all together, yeah, we just went through it twice in rehearsal, and we were like, all right, I think we got it.
This was the hardest kept secret for me, too. Because there's P1s last night, like, hey, what is the band playing? What is Monso, Ham, Lando, Cat? What's the song they keep teasing? I'm like, man, I can't tell you, but it's going to rock your ass off.
Crank it, Glenn.
Make his fight on the hill.
Was this the most fun you had drumming last night?
Yeah, because it's just a slow song for me, so it's nice and easy.
It looked like everybody was feeling it.
I was definitely grooving to this.
Were there mosh pits out there? I wasn't out in the crowd for this one.
I don't think I looked out in the crowd
really?
Once. Yeah.
Yeah, EA was throwing pit. Down.
EA knocked out L.
But that was on accident. EA
fell off. It was unrelated. Yeah, he fell.
Yeah, we need a mosh pit at Ticket Stop this year. Take a look to the sky just before you die.
It's the last time we will. Love it. Monty also very underrated on vocals.
Yeah.
Here in recent Time Wasters. And, of course, we had to dust off a classic. And Monty got out there, put on the Kangol hat, and gave us a little bit of this.
As George calls it, the best Time Waster song of all time.
Yeah.
And I agree with it.
And for him to say that when Daddy's sitting there this morning was really great.
Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam. Black Daddy talking jive, bam-a-lam. I want to talk to black guys, bam-a-lam. He's got a voice that skies, bam-a-lam. He knows they can't deny, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam.
It's just a fun, quick song, too.
Yeah.
I like song itself.
Grand jam.
It's even better because Daddy hates it.
I know.
That does help.
That's a different layer.
I like the Kangol hat you had, Justin. It was a nice touch.
Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam. A Black Daddy talking wild, bam-a-lam. They trying to get profiled. Smoking a black and mild, bam-a-lam. He wants a black love child, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam-a-lam.
So good.
Man,
so
adding
good.
The live laughs.
Now, I don't know how many songs you saw out from the crowd, but I always make a point, especially after I'm done, I want to see a lot of the set, mm-hmm. just how it's supposed to look with all the P1s. And I think low-key my favorite performance last night was the great Gordo, who usually does sing with a guitar because he's a good guitar player.
Yeah.
But he went full like front man last night, and he did Amos Moses. And to see the stage presence for a song he's probably heard a bajillion times, I just love what Gordo was throwing down last night.
Now Amos Moses was a Cajun, live ourselves in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living and just knocked him in the head with a stump. Now I'm gonna long go and get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blame this old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for...
This is another video game song. This is Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Alligator made in the losing of the bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana.
I like learning on the ticket a few years ago that the head coach from the Waterboy was a singer.
Yeah.
I had not ever in my life heard that until Gordon did it. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the snowman.
I just thought he was the guy that talked really weird
and
in the water bowl. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Man,
awesome stuff
what a
the
night.
Time. And, dude, the band, thank you to all those cats. I mean, they do a Hall & Oates cover band, The Rich Girls, so
really?
A little cup for them. If you ever go see that, you're going to have a great night. But every time it's either Summer Chill or Ticket Stock, that band makes us sound so much better. They're the best.
And we don't have to listen to Superman and Shimmer and For Whom the Bell Tolls 1,000 times every day.
I know.
For the next... Oh, it was so nice to just retire the song. Don't have to worry about it anymore. So great.
Okay, so last night at Summer Chill, we got to experience Matt Birmingham on the drums. And Matt sent me a note, I don't know when it was, a couple of months ago. Or no, when you were in Denver, right? So that was about a month ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Okay. Sent me a note, and Ham will pick songs that are fun drumming songs, challenging drum songs. And he goes, hey, why don't we do Everlong? It's the most popular Foo Fighters song, I think.
It's their set closer.
It's the closer. It's one of the all-time great closing songs. Matter of fact, a guy last night had a great idea. He said he was a big Foo Fighters guy, or was. I don't know if they're coming back after Fun Baby. But
it'll be fine. He just needs to wait it out.
So he was like, you need to do a segment on the best closing songs that bands have. I was like, that's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, so thank you. I believe his name was Pat. Pat. P1 Pat. So he said Everlong. I was like, okay. And I've heard it 55,000 times. I've seen it live a billion times.
Exaggeration.
But the more that I listened to it, and I texted Ham this, I was like, this is such an incredible song. It really is. Like, and the weird part about Everlong is that it wasn't even a hit for them until they played it on Howard Stern's show. Like, kind of as a lark, I think, more than anything. And it blew up after they played it on Stern's show. They may have even done an acoustic on Stern's show. Then they came and did it on Letterman's show. And then it became their signature go-to song, closer song. And then the last Letterman show of all time, the Foo Fighters came out and played Everlong. And Letterman said, my favorite band and my favorite song. And that was it. They played and there was a montage of 30 or 40 years of clips. And that was the end of Letterman. So I was pretty excited to do it. Then I'm like, man, this is really hard, though, from a drumming standpoint.
It takes a lot of endurance, and it's very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah. You were concerned in practice.
It killed Taylor Hawkins.
Well, the drugs killed him.
It eventually did kill Taylor Hawkins. And yeah, we knew that Ham needed extra Dr. Pepper before this to get through it. Like a six pack of Dr. Pepper. So here was Everlong. And I rewrote some of the lyrics.
Hello, I've waited here for you. Out of the red, out of her head, she sang.
But looking back at him, he's just feverishly going nuts.
I know. Is this the most hi-hat you've ever played?
Calm
yes.
Calm down and waste away with me. P1's so how. To be over my head, she's out of my head, I sang. And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever be this real forever. If anything could ever be this good. Gotta promise not to stop listening to Ticket.
Okay.
It was a feat of great human strength.
You know, surely there is somebody listening who has a band that needs a drummer. How Pam has not been scooped up.
He just doesn't want to do it. He says it's too much of a commitment.
Kind of like plan to do like practice and whatnot. It's just a lot.
No, I get it.
All right, so you just like to do it twice a year?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm comfortable with that.
Well, that was a lot of fun to do. The Metallica song last night, which featured an all-star cast, including Lando.
Yeah, a full Ticket band. Like, you know, we have the time wasters that are a bunch of ringers led by our
it's
buddy Jesse
Cowboy
Hopkins.
It's always Cowboy season on the...
Whoops. What is happening?
It is Cowboy season. Yeah, so Lando's playing bass. Cat's playing guitar. Monty's singing.
Baldy's playing guitar. And Ham's playing drums.
Yes. so noisy.
That's some good guitar, bass guitar tone there, Lando.
Turn the distortion off after this part.
Is that Cat?
It's both of them.
That's everybody.
Okay.
Wobbling a little.
Whose idea was this? Yours, Lando?
Such a long intro.
Make his bite on the hill in the early day. Cut and kill deep inside. Shouting gun as they run through the endless day. Oh, they fight for the right, yes, but who's to say? For a kill, men would kill, why they do not know. Dipping wounds to their pride. Men of five.
Okay, is there... Did Monty know this song?
He learned it for this.
Yeah, there's no way he ever heard this song before.
No.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the first time he ever heard it, like when he was like, oh, wow.
I mean, he's heard of it, but he didn't listen to the lyrics intently.
Yeah.
He had to learn all of it.
Well, that was super fun.
Yeah, Monto's great. And as they said on the morning show, Black Daddy is... had shot to the top of all-time Time Wasters songs.
Yes.
On its second performance ever.
Yes.
So good.
Awesome. Love Black Daddy. So I was listening to a something one night in the car. And
generic?
Yeah, like, I know it's generic. But I was listening to the song 16 Days from Whiskey Town. And I don't know why I thought... of, as I was listening to it, instead of 16 Days, Sex Joke Dave, but it just kind of popped into my head. And as we know, Dave is known for his awesome jokes about the world of sex, the world surrounding sex.
Debatable how awesome they are.
Well, we all love them here. We love them here. And so I just took that song from Whiskey Town and wrote this.
We got Sex Joke Dave, talking testicles and ovaries. He can't handle the anatomy, think he owes us an apology. We got Sex Joke Dave, won't think before he speaks. Says vagina nearly 30 times a week. He's the ticket's king of queefs. So we smash the dumb button. Yeah, we smash the dumb button. It's every day, five times a day, Ham likes to say. Well, we smash the dumb button. Yeah, we smash the dumb button. It's every day, five times a day, Ham likes to say. We got Sex Talk Dave, loves the ladies in biology. He can't say hysterectomy.
What?
He chuckles like he's 17.
So do I, obviously.
We got Sex Joke Dave, mentions penis and it warps his mind. Lorena Bobbitt and a paring knife. Which one do you is circumcised? So we smashed the dumb button.
So that was fun to play.
Yeah, we smashed the dumb button.
I'm glad I inspired you.
You did. You did. So congratulations to our ticket compatriots and their songs, but especially DJ in his maiden voyage.
Absolutely.
With Let's Bunt.
You the first and only performance.
Oh my God. Of my career. Now it's people expect it.
It's demanded at this point.
The greatest beginning to a song ever.
By the way, I did do a song too, but it's not worth playing.
Well, they didn't start recording.
Yeah. They knew it was going to be bad, so they didn't even bother pressing record.
It's okay, killer.
He didn't know what time the show started.
Yeah.
He comes running in with a load of cheese fries from Snuffers next door, not realizing the concert started.
I did Yaz Only You dedicated to Luca. And because I had a video element, we had YouTube clips of the top 10 moments of Luca in a Mavs uniform playing on the screens. And because of that technical issue, I had to go first. So we had a ballad as the opener of the set.
Yeah.
And it fell flat.
We eased our way into it.
I just want to apologize.
No, you did great.
I learned my lesson. Ballads, not a fit with time wasters.